11th principle of tshuva, Tzivus Drachot, that we should examine very carefully Derech is not only actions, but it's attitude, it's how we live in this world. The Indian Shenemar, as Novi, Yirmiyahu writes, and Eichel Anach Peso, the Rafaino, and Achairo, let us examine our ways and investigate the Noshuva Arashah. There are three reasons that we have to very carefully consider that which we have done. Pa'echot, l'man yizkor kol avorim shechot aleihem v'yisadot. Number one, we have to be very clear about what we have to enunciate vidas. If we don't know where we've erred, how can we come before the Rabbeinu Shalom and have to recite the vidas? Yavidu me'yitri akapar. One of the fundamentals of the process of Kabbalah. So if we don't know where we are, so what are we going to do? Bashem. Since a major aspect of tshuva is humility, to humble ourselves before the Rabbeinu Shalom, to know why we've sinned both the Mezer and the Shayim, the Yosef Likonayim, and this will cause us to become grow more humble before the Rebbeinu Shalom. Finally, Vashlishi, that's the principal one that I want to focus on. Ki Ava Bishum was Kavanul of Lazo of Kolchet. A person accepts upon himself to do tshuva, and he doesn't want to do any chatot. Nevertheless, Rosh Hashayda Advorom Asher Chotamay. He needs a special knowledge of where he's fallen. Why? They lost us behind the Derem, Yishomer Moz, and Afshman, and Mimara Vayotza. Because he has to make his own Xeris, his own Takonis, to save himself from the Yetzer Hara. Because we don't write to Mishlei that Chazal made all the Takonis that are necessary for Kol Beis Yisrael. All these. The Takonis, though, that each one of us needs, according to the next person may not need it. Because he's not challenged in the area where I'm challenged. So Chazal didn't feel it was universal. But if I'm challenged in a certain area, so I have to take precautions. If a person has problems keeping his balance, so he has to put up a rail to hold on. He didn't legislate that we have to put a rail in every place in the world where people walk. Most people are not challenged in that way. If he's challenged in that way, so he has to realize the consequences and take the appropriate measures to protect himself. And the same is true with the Yetzer Hara. We are all afflicted in different ways. So we have to address our own needs in terms of tshuva, the Gondagon says, to legislate for ourselves. We have to make takkanos for ourselves. I can't get involved in certain things because they'll be negative for me. 100 other people could be involved in them with no negative consequences. But for me, there'll be negative consequences. So I have to stay away. I have to keep my distance. And this is a major aspect. The Rambam talks about it also, that where we've erred, we have a special obligation to build defenses. Otherwise, the Yetzer Hara will come back to the very same place. You know, whatever, if you build, and there's an imperfection in the building, so you plaster over it. But there's always a problem. I have the steps on my front porch. So there's a whole bunch of them that when I bought the house, they were loose. So I cut a deal with a contractor, it was working. I did him a favor, he did me a favor, he fixed them. But it's not the only time that I had to fix them. Because it's not the same. Once it was repaired, there's a flaw there. And the same is true of our souls. The Rambam says in the Perush of Mishnayos, in Shmona Prokim, Rambam was a doctor. There are physical ailments in the world. A person has physical ailments, so what does he have to do? He has to adopt a certain regimen. To eat a certain way, take certain medicines, avoid certain things, and little by little he'll get better. A healthy person doesn't have to worry about that person. So the Rambam writes, just as the Scholi Aguf, the Scholi Anefesh, The Gemara says that the bracha of Rafa'inu comes after the bracha, not immediately, but after the bracha of Slachlonu, because the prophet says, "Vishal, one does tshuva v'rafalo, and he'll be cured, he'll be healed." Chayei nefesh, the afflictions of the nefesh. A person that's ill needs a special diet, special medicines. So if we don't know what our illnesses are, then we don't know what special medicines we need to take. We're likely to fall in the very same places again. Since we did not treat them with the proper gravity in the first place. The Sholat Yitzroi Bohem, and the Yetzer Hara has overwhelmed us. We are ill. And a person that's ill, when he begins to heal himself, has to have a very strict regimen. So this is one of the principal preparations, really, for Yom HaNevuah, is to know ourselves. Know where we're strong, and to know where we're weak. And where we're weak, we have to figure out how we will avoid the challenges, the nisyonos, which can bring us down. And that needs a great deal of thought and preparation. And this is the Indian of Sifus Trochov, from the Nisyonos, the night of the Thank you.